just a delightful diversion from all that's going on in the world, all the tariffs and the measles and, you know, all that stuff. The Dallas International Film Festival is getting ready. They're going to be rolling out red carpets, and they've been doing this for 19 years, and it looks to me like it's a big success. Beth Wilbin is the CEO of Dallas International Film Festival. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. So glad to be with you. Can't wait to talk about DIFF.
Yeah, 19 years, that's pretty good. I mean, that is a pretty good role, because I got a feeling you got to start from scratch every year. You need content, but you got to have sponsors, you need venues. This is a big undertaking.
Well, it is. And we were on such a roll, and then COVID hit, and talk about starting from scratch. As so many arts organizations had to do, we came back and started from scratch, but we've just been going gangbusters ever since. So it feels great to be doing our 19th year and already planning for the 20th year next year.
When you've got 120 films, from what I count up, coming, that's very impressive. And I mean, on the one hand, I thought content was way down, is that they weren't making as many films and everybody was making stuff for TV, or they weren't getting funded, and what is getting made?
The floodgates have opened with all the streaming platforms. Now, the demand for content, I don't think has ever been healthier. We receive submissions from filmmakers in more than 100 countries.
Really?
Sent their films. And you think about the job that our programming team had to do to curate out of thousands of films. 120, that's a remarkable feat.
Well, and that's a remarkable, that's good to hear. And by the way, this starts April 25th. We'll get into to venues in a minute. But so that's interesting. So it really is, rather than competing, that these other streaming, really, it helps you. Now, it doesn't necessarily help, you know, the people that have silver screens, but they've got all these outlets.
Well, you know, even the people who do own and operate theaters, we're finding that some films will want to have word of mouth screenings in theaters before it comes out on streaming. So I just see it. Everybody loves content. Everybody loves movies. And we're just enjoying the fruits of that.
I remember the first time I went to Sundance, I was amazed. I mean, it was movies that they have a couple of theaters there, but they were like in the theater of the high school. And then there was like a Hilton or something like that with a meeting room, and they were screening films in there. And they were every place, all over the city. And that's kind of what it looks like you've got. You've got the Virgin Hotel, and you've got, you know, Cinépolis, a lot of different venues.
Well, we do. Cinépolis Victory Park for the first year is our host theater. So most of the screenings and all of our red carpets will take place there. But we also have screenings at the Texas Theater, iconic venue, large auditorium. So we're excited to be in that venue for more screenings this year. And then completely unique is to be at the AT&T Theater in the AT&T Discovery District.
Well, no, wait, is that screen that's like five stories tall?
Well, interesting. This is actually a private theater inside the world headquarters. It is not open to the public.
Really?
So for us to be able to have our Sunday screenings there is really special. And our filmmaker awards, we do think will be projected on that huge screen. We've done some partnership things with them, with AT&T Discovery District. We're excited about that, too.
And the Virgin Hotels, too?
Well, they are our lovely premier sponsor, and we are having a film panel there. And we have Oscar-nominated musician, singer-songwriter Abraham Alexander, who's going to be on a film panel with others, including Clint Bentley. They were both involved in the movie Sing Sing, Oscar-nominated this year. It's just a big year.
Well, you mentioned Oscar. There's also, you are now an Oscar-qualifying festival for the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. That sounds cool. What does that mean?
Oh, David, thank you for asking about that. That's been the brass ring we've been going for years. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, for film festivals in the United States, there are only 59 at last count festivals that If a short film in their festival wins qualifying awards from the jury,
Right.
they are automatically qualified to be nominated for an Oscar. It's a huge accomplishment for us, one that we are so proud of, and it has been a game changer for the Dallas International Film Festival.
That's like certification or something, ratification.
It's just, yeah. It's
but you
just
mentioned the film festival. I mean, do you compete with South by Southwest and Telluride and Sundance and all those things? I mean,
well, the only competing would be for the opportunity to have a world premiere of a film,
yeah,
or a North American premiere. So we all want the same thing. We all want people to go to theaters to see films in community. Just there's nothing like sitting in a darkened room, faces upturned, having that experience and finding what we all have in common in the dark through a movie experience. That's really what film festivals, the magic of film festivals. And then to be able to hear from the people who make those films,
yeah,
that's the beauty of a festival, to have the filmmakers there, the casting crew there. It's exciting.
Yeah, I know. That's what, I mean, there's so many times after a movie, I want to turn around and ask, and say, what did you mean when you did that? Why did you put this in the movie? And I've had that opportunity two or three times. And it really is. It's a great luxury. That's a cool venue. So are there a lot of local and regional filmmakers still around here?
Oh, my word, yes. We will probably have 150 filmmakers from the local area, from Texas, from, actually, we have some flying in from other countries, too. But there is a lot of local filmmaking. North Texas is a great place, and, of course, Texas is a great place right now to make films and episodic television.
You know, Beth,
projects.
I've been hearing this for 30 years since Trammell Crow built the studios at Las Colinas. This was going to be the third coast, and it was just imminent, and the whole world was going to beat our path to our door. Next thing I know, they're making them all in Atlanta or Canada or someplace.
Well, just get ready, because I think Texas is getting ready to get loud. They really are already making noise in Austin. We have a new film commissioner in Dallas, Katie Shook, and she is... Actually, she's from Georgia. She's going to bring everything she learned from Georgia to Texas. So it's an exciting time to be making films.
And their studio—they were redoing the studios. They're down on Lamar, right? Down on the south side.
South side, new
Botham
studios
Jane, I guess
here. Yeah, new studios here. Just a lot of focus on bringing incentives so that more can be done here.
So what's the deal? So it's always kind of intimidating to see all of the films. I mean, you can't go to 120 films. So what do you do? You bypass and you go online and pick where you want to go?
Well, that's one way to do it. Passes are on sale, yes. And then you can go in and look at the schedule. That's on our website, diffdallas.org. Or you can buy individual tickets to screenings. So we want it to be really accessible. The passes are reasonable. The tickets are reasonable. And we just really want this to be a diverse, inclusive, lots of voices, lots of audiences, lots of neighborhoods and communities.
Can you walk up? I mean, do you need to have tickets in advance? I mean,
you can buy tickets there at Sinopolis or at Texas Theater. It's easier for us if you do it online, but just come on, come on.
All right, April 25th through May the 1st.
That's it.
And the red carpets are what, all the time?
They are every evening from 6 to 7. And we have some exciting filmmakers and talent coming in. We'll be rolling out some of those names in the next couple of weeks.
I'm telling you, Beth, you have come along just at the perfect time. We need a little Hollywood out there to lighten us up. Beth Wilbins, the CEO of the Dallas International Film Festival, DIFF. Wish you a lot of luck. Thanks for the time.
David, thank you so much. Thanks. See you at the movies.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.